Begin the current daf b'sach pesachim daf kofi dal. Begin three lines down from the top of the amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, talking about different eitzes that were given by different talmid chachamim regarding different things in life. So Amar Rambam bar Chana Amar Yechanan Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi Ochel Botzel, and here it's a play on the word on the same word with the Beit Sadi Lamed, eat onions or other vegetables. Vishev batzel, and again the same word beis tzadi lamed, and then you'll sit in the shade of your own house, and that is you won't have to sell your house for the all the things that the delicacies that you're looking for, and that is v'loy teichel avazna v'tarn the garland, and that you shouldn't eat geese and chicken v'yehilibcha roy defalecha, that your heart is chasing after you, it's going to have desires to eat at every whim and every moment, and because you're so accustomed to eating it. So basically, if you eat batzel, then you'll shev batzel, and that is you'll be able to stay in your own home. Similarly, pachas mimeichloch or mimishtoich, eat less than you have to eat and drink, and then retesav al diraska, and then you'll be able to add on to your house. Not only won't you lose your house, but you'll actually be able to add on additions to your home because you're not going to be eating so much. Kiasa ula amar, when ula came, he said, maslin b'merava. They made a mashal related to this idea in Eretz Yisrael. And that is again a play on word, in the word of al-yasa. The achel al-yasa, someone that eats the alya, which is the fatty tail, in other words, basically someone that eats fatty food, in other words, good geshmak food all the time, delicacies, then tashi ba'al-yasa. Here it's with an eye, and then he's going to have to hide in the attic, and that is when all his creditors are coming chasing after him, he's going to have to hide because he doesn't have money to pay up. So that's again the word al-yasa. And the simile in the opposite, the achel kakuli, someone that eats vegetables, again akilkili demasa, then by the trash, by the garbage dump of the city, in other words, a place where everyone is accustomed to be, then shachiv, then he'll be able to sit over there because he's not gonna have any creditors chasing after him. So again, a play on words in all these three instances, but the same idea comes out that don't spend too much money on all these delicacies and all these taivas, because then you're not gonna have money for the things that you need. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the Seder night. And now we begin the first of the Seder, of the Simani of the Seder, which is Kaddish. So the Mishnah begins. Mazgulai Kais Rishon. So they've poured for him the first cup of wine. And we have a machloikis regarding the order of the brachas of Kaddish. Bishami Aymer, Bishami say, Mevarach Aliyim. First you make the bracha on the day, and that is Mekaddish Yisrael V'Hazmanim. V'yachakech Mevarach Aliyim. Then you make the bracha on the wine itself, which is the bracha of Bari Priya Gofen. However, Beisil say, Mevarach al yayin, first you make the bracha on the wine, the bari priag often. V'achakach mevarach al yayin, and then you make the bracha on the day, and that is the way our minhag is, to first make bari priag often, then mekadesh yisrael v'hazmanim. And the same thing is that if you were to make kiddush on bread, which is if you don't have wine, then again you would first make the bracha on the bread, and then on the day, and as the Gemara will explain the reason. So now the Gemara says, Tarabam, we're learning the braisa. Related to this machlekes in our Mishnah, it says Devarim shebein Beishamay Beisil Besuda. There are differences in halacha between Beishamay and Beisil regarding the halachas of a suda. And here the Gemara is only going to quote one of their machlekes, but in Masechtas Brachas and Dafna Nafam Beis, there mentions many differences in halacha regarding the halachas of a suda. However, one of them is the one we mentioned in our Mishnah. Beishamay Oymer Mevarach Al Yoyim Ve'Achach Mevarach Al Yain. In general, Beishamay argue Shabbos Yamtiv. First, you make the bracha on the day, and then you make the bracha on the wine. And he gives two reasons. One is because the day, the fact that it's a Shabbos or that it's a Yom Tov, that has caused the wine to come before the meal, and that is to make Kiddush, is only because you have the sanctity of the day. That's the only reason why you're making Kiddush. So therefore, first you make the sanctification of the day, and then of Kiddush, of the wine. And also, another reason is because the sanctity of the Shabbos, of the Yom Tov, of Pesach, first came, and that is during the time of Bein Hashmashes, after Yitzis HaKechavim, then the sanctity of the day already came, and the wine wasn't there on the table yet. You're not making Kiddush yet until after davening, and you're getting ready for the meal. And therefore, since the meal is only coming after the time of when Shabbos or Yom Tov already began, so just like it comes first in the entry, that is first before the wine comes the sanctity of the day, so too when you make the brachas on both of them, of the wine and the day, you're first going to make the bracha on the day and then on the wine. However, Beisil say, Mevarach al yayin, v'achkach mevarach al yayin. No, first you make the bracha on the wine, you make the bari priag often, and then you make the bracha on the day of Mekadosh Shabbos or Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. And the reason is, he gives two reasons too. One is, Mnei Shayayin Gorim L'Kiddush HaTayamer. That is because the wine, the fact that you have wine, is what's causing the nusach, the term, the verbiage of kiddush to be said. And that is because if you don't have wine or bread, which is essentially the same thing as the wine, then you wouldn't be making kiddush. And therefore, just like, yes, if you have wine or bread, you would be making that bracha first, and then the bracha of the mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim, because although Bisham is correct that that comes first, but you're only making the kiddush on the diyam because you have wine. So that's the reason, and that's the siba. So first you make the bracha on the wine, and then on the kiddush hayoyim. Davachar, another reason, Beis Hillel says, is birchas hayayin tadira. The bracha on wine is a constant. That's something that you're always making. Ubirchas hayayin tadira, however, the bracha of the day, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, is not constant. It's once a week or it's once a year. And therefore, tadir v'shein tadir, tadir kaidim. We know the halacha is that when you have something that's a constant and something that's not a constant, you make the thing that's constant first. And that is the Gemara Masechet Zvachim learns out from the pasuk that says regarding the karbonos of Musaf. It says, Milvad oilas habayker, besides the oila of the morning, asher loilas hatomei, that is for the oila that is constant. Now the word milvad sounds like that you're going to bring the karbon Musaf after the karbon tamid. Now the Gemara the darshans that what does it say, asher loilas hatomei? That sounds like an extra pasuk. What is it? We know what the oilas habayker is. Why does it have to say asher loilas hatomei? So that comes to teach that because it's tamid, because it's a constant, that's why the pasuk is telling you it goes first, and from there you learn to everything that's tadr, that the tadr comes before the she'en tadr, and that's why again the bracha by pragafen is going to be coming before the bracha mekadesh yisrael v'azman. And the bracha concludes with hilchas kedivrei bissel, halachas like bissel, and that is our minig, that first we make the bracha by pragafen, and then the kiddush hayoyim and mekadesh yisrael v'azman. So the Gemara asks on the bracha, my davar achar, first of all, why does bissel have to give another reasoning? And that the Gemara answers because v'chitei mahasim tarti, because maybe you're going to say, well, Bishamai has two reasons that support his opinion. That first you do the kiddush ayayim and then the kiddush on the yayin. V'hachachad, and here Bishol only has one reason, so maybe here we should paskin like Bishamai. And that is what Bishol was saying, the hachaname tarti ninu. Here there's also two reasonings. First of all, the one is that the yayin causes the kiddush on the yayim to be said. And also, because tada v'sh and the tada tada kaidim, that since the wine is more common, is something that's a constant, versus the Kiddush Hayom is not, and that's why we're going to do the Bracha on Ber Piragofen first. But another question the Gemara asks on the Braisa is, it said, V'halocha k'tiv b'sil. The Braisa concluded by saying, halocha is like the words of b'sil. That the Gemara is Peshitta. What do you mean? That's obvious. We know that the halocha is always like b'sil. The Hanafik Basko. There was a heavenly voice that came out, as the Gemara records in Masechet Zeiv in the first parak, that it said the halacha falls basil, like basil everywhere. So why would we have to specify over here in this halacha, the halacha is like basil? So the Gemara gives two answers. Ibai same kaidim baskel. If you want, you could say that this halacha, the brisa, was recorded before the baskel was announced, and therefore there it was not obvious who the halacha is like, and that's why it's say halacha is like basil. Vibai same, if you want, you could say it was la'achar baskel. Rabbi Yeshua he, and it's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the Amma that he says, that we don't recognize, we don't, in a sense, care in halacha regarding what the heavenly voice had announced, as a Gemara in the famous incident, Masechtas Bamitzia, that there was a machlekes and Rabbi Yezeh had said that let the tree prove and let the house prove, and then a baskel came out and said, halacha is like basil, and Yeshua stood up on his leg and says, you know what, loy bashamayim, we don't listen to the heavenly voice, that will not paskin for us what the halacha is. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have to say over here that halacha is like basil, because in truth, all other machlokes of Bisham Basil, where it wasn't specifically established that halacha is like basil, Rabbi Yeshua holds whoever wants to do like Bishamai could paskin like Bishamai, as the Gemara records in Perek Eilat Treifas and Daf Mem Dalem and Aleph, that it says that this idea is like Rabbi Yeshua, that he says, although the baskel came out and said halacha is like basil, that is not an indicator of halacha over here, because we don't paskin based on a heavenly voice coming out of Shemayim. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah about the Seder of the night. So we spoke about Kaddish. Then after Kaddish comes Urchatz and Karpas. Now Urchatz is the washing of the hands, which is a halacha that's required anytime you're going to eat vegetables that is with a liquid. So therefore it says it goes on to Karpas. Heviu lefanav. So then they bring in front of him the vegetables after, again, that the bracha on the wine was made of the first of the four cases of Kaddish. And as we said, Urchatz is part of that process before you eat the Karpas. So metavel bechazeres. So you take the lettuce and you dip it. And as Rashbam explains, the idea of dipping was because all their foods, whenever they ate, was through the act of dipping. And this dipping is not the dipping of the lettuce, which is the mar, which is eaten in the charoses. As the Gemara will say later, the Mishnah is going to quote that they then later bring the matzah and the chazeres and the lettuce and the charoses. but rather it's mashma that over here they didn't bring out the charesis yet. And that's because this chazeres is, as the Rashbam explains, is not necessarily for the mitzvah of karpas to be brought out the lettuce. Rather, the chiddush is that even if there are no other vegetables, then you'll take the lettuce, the chazeres, which you have for mara, and you'll use that for the halacha of karpas. So that's the idea of that they would do the dipping of the karpas. Ach megiel parperas hapas, until when they reach the appetizer of the bread, which is before they reach the second chazeres, the second time they use this lettuce, which is when they eat after the matzah, and that is then they're going to make the bracha on the achilas maror, which the pasuk says, a matzah sumeraimrim, that is the beginning, first you eat matzah, then you eat the maror. So that's why the order is kaddish, and then we're talking about here, urchatz karpas. Yachatz is they break the middle matzah, and then there's magid, which they say the haggadah. But then afterwards, after magid, there's rachtz, so you wash your hands, maitzi matzah, eat the matzah, then maror, that's when maror comes. So here, the reason of karpas, of the first dipping, is so that the children should see that something is interesting over here and ask the question, because it's not customarily for the people to eat vegetables before the meal. So that was the reason for the first dipping. And then until when they would finally reach the second time, they would use the chazeres, the mor, the lettuce, which was after the matzah. And then hevi lefonav, then they would bring after this first dipping. So we're going back in time, back to the karpas, and that is what we spoke about, that we're going to do this chazeres, again, once by karpas, if you have no other vegetables, until you're going to use it again by the second dipping, that of mor. But after karpas, they would bring in front of the person matzah, the chazeres, the lettuce, the charoises, and that's the dip that the mor was dipped into, the shnei tavshil, and two cooked dishes, which the Gemara is going to explain what was the purpose of these two cooked dishes. And that is afa pisha in charoises mitzvah. Now, we said one of the things you bring in front of the person is charoises, and that is although charoises is not a mitzvah, the Gemara is going to ask, since it's not a mitzvah, why do they bring the charoises? Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik Omer, he says it is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to have the charoises. U'bemikdash he'mevin lefanav guvish haPesach. And in the Beis HaMikdash, not only did they bring the matzah and the chazeres and the charoises and these two tavshilin, they would bring the actual Korban Pesach itself. Now, Taisa explains what is this that they bring the matzah and the charoises and the chazeres is because when after the karpas, since they had taken away the table in front of the one that was saying the Haggadah and doing the Seder. So that's why it says that they would bring in front of him the matzah, because why did they take away the table, which in our minig is many take away the ka'ara, they take away the tray of all the things, is that the son should ask the questions. Is that the purpose of the Seder night, that they should ask the questions? And then the father answers, says, don't worry, they're going to bring back the table when we're going to dip a second time. And then the son asks, wait a second, why are we dipping two times? And that's one of the four questions of the Manishtana. And then right when they take it away, they bring back the table and has the matzah and the mor on it. And the reason is because before Magid, they have to bring the table back, or in our case, bring the Ka'ara back, because by the Haggadah, you have to say matzah zu and mor zeh, as the Gemara says later on, that lechem oini is sha'in lam dvarim harbe, that the matzah is called lechem oini, that it's the poor man's bread, but it's also sha'inin, that they say many things on the matzah, that it has to be there by the Seder. So that's the understanding of our Mishnah, that we're talking about karpas, and then you're going to have this, if you only have this lettuce, you're going to have it again for mar. But however, what we're saying is that they take it away, and then they bring it back, again, to ask these questions about, wait a second, you're saying they bring it back to do a second dipping, why are they doing a separate dipping? And that's one of the four questions, and then he says, okay, good questions, avada me'ilim par mitzrayim, and he goes straight into Magid. Now the Gemara continues in Amud Beis, that Amar Shlokesh, or Shlokesh says, zayse meres, one thing you could conclude from our Mishnah, and that is because, since we see that there's two dippings, and that's like we say, shnei, that there's two tivulin, there's two dippings, and as we said, they have the dipping of the karpas into the salt water, and you have the mor into the charoises, then obviously, zayse meres, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Obviously, mitzvahs have to have a specific intent to fulfill the mitzvah, and that is, even if you're doing the mitzvah, if you didn't intend it, you're not going to fulfill the chiyuv. And that is because kiven delay beidan chayuva de mor hu de achalei. Since you're eating this first dipping, the karpas, not at a time when you're supposed to be eating the mor, and that is because maybe when you ate the karpas, you didn't have intention to fulfill your chiyuv of mor. And the reason is since bebayir pri adama hu de achalei, you're only eating it. In other words, you're making a bracha bebayir pri adama like other vegetables, and the time of eating the mor didn't come yet because the Seder is generally a matzah samurayim. First you have matzah, and then you have the mar, and then is when you make the bracha of achilas mar, only after the matzah. And therefore, v'dimaloyecham lamar, maybe when you're eating the karpas, You didn't, although you're eating the same mar, you're eating the same lettuce, you didn't have intention to fulfill the chiv of mar. And hilkach bay lemehader la tefillah shemar. And that is why you have to do two dippings, as our Mishnah said, because maybe you didn't have intention for it to be mar. And we know mitzvah trichas kavana, you have to have kavana, even though you already ate mar. But since you maybe didn't have in mind for that, because really in the seder the mar only comes later, and therefore you have to go ahead and dip it again for the chiv of mar. And this is what Shlakish says, because if you would entertain to say the mitzvahs don't have to have kavana, if you didn't, you just wanted a good salad and you're eating romaine lettuce and someone says, you know, that's mar, you say, oh great, I don't have to eat mar later on, then lamalach tre tivuli, then why do you need to have two dippings, that of karpas and that of marur? Votovalecha de zimna. But as our Mishnah said, if you have none, you're going to be using chazeres, you have no other vegetables, you can use lettuce as the karpas. But then why do you have to go ahead and do it a second time? You already fulfilled the first time, even without kavana, by the first time when you're doing karpas. Another Gemara says, no, mimai, how does Rish Lakish conclude from our Mishnah that you're dipping two times, that obviously mitzvah shrichas kavana, and we're assuming that you didn't have kavana, that's why you have to go ahead and eat again. Maybe the truth is that the mitzvah of mar does not need a specific kavana, or any mitzvah, doesn't need to have a specific intent to fulfill it. But then your question is, why do you have to dip it another time? You already had the chazeres when you did the karpas. So why do it again later on by mar? That the answer is, that's for a different reason. The truth is, maybe you fulfilled your chiv of mar by the first time by karpas already. Now, why are you dipping a second time? That's that it should be something different for the children, that they should notice something's going on, and they should ask a question. Wait a second, why are we doing this? And say, oh, you want to know the answer? We were slaves, and that's why we're doing all these things. Now, the Gemara says, v'chitem, if you're going to say that, im kein, if it's like me, that I'm saying not like Rish Lakish, then the reason why you dip it two times is just kedei sheyish latinokis, the children should ask questions, and really you fulfilled your chiv of mar, if you already ate karpas with the chazeres, then lishmi'ina shayirakis, then maybe the Mishnah should say the halacha regarding other vegetables. And that is, if you dipped the first dipping with other vegetables, and only mar was by the second dipping, where they're also going to have a heker, something different for the children, because generally they don't dip before the meal. But by mar itself, I would say you wouldn't need to dip two times, because that much we wouldn't do specifically for a heker for the children to eat the mar before it's time. So why is that Mishnah talking about by chazeres, by the lettuce, which is the same item that's used for the mar? If we're talking about the halacha, and we're trying to establish in our Mishnah halacha of kedei sheyish latinoikis, to do something different that the children should ask, we shouldn't have said it with mar, because why would we have mar before the time when it's supposed to be eaten? Just to have the children ask the question, why are we having two times? You should have some other vegetables, you should have a potato, you should have a radish. And that's what the Mishnah should have said. And then later you'll have your mar. Obviously, then you would say, L'chair is like Rish Lakish. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach you, that you have it two times to say because you weren't Yetzer, because you didn't have Kavana. And the Gemara says, no. Yashmin Shayirakis, because had we said in our Mishnah regarding other vegetables, because that is L'chair the best way to go about it, just don't have Mar early, have it in its special time, but later after the Matzah, but have before in some other vegetables, if we would have told it to you only there, Havamina, I would have thought to say that Heichadika Shayirakis will be in the Tretibuli. I would think that yes, you only will have to do the two dippings when you have other vegetables, like a potato or a radish, and that's because to do a hecker. Avachazeres Luchuda Loiboy Tretibuli. I would have thought to say if you only have, quote, mar, if you only have lettuce, then you wouldn't do it because, like you're saying, that maybe don't do it before because that's not the time when you're supposed to be eating the mar and you're doing it early, you're going to be fulfilling your chiv already. As I'm saying, that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, not like Rish Lakish. And that's why, kamashma, that's exactly why the Mishnah did say, dafel chazeres b'in tretivuli, that even if you only have lettuce, you're still going to have to dip two times. So that you should have something different that the children should notice, and that is, yes, although the time of Mar is not yet, we will still require you to have it before Zman, and then even fulfill your Chiv of Mar then, because we want the children to see something different, and they're going to wonder, why are we dipping now? Oh, and we're going to dip a second time. So that is the Chiddush, exactly, not like Rish Lakish, that we said it specifically by Chazeres to tell you, even then, you're going to fulfill your Chiv of Mar early, because mitzvahs in Tzrichas Kavana. However, we're doing it because we want the children to notice. So again, that would be explanation, not like Rish Lakish's proof from our Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, "V'oitan." In truth, we also learned in the Braisa explicitly, not like Rish Lakish, that mitzvahs do not require kavana. And that is because the Braisa says, Achlan demai, if you ate mar that was demai, and demai is when it's purchased from an ama oretz, from an ignoramus, we're not sure if you took off the proper tithes. So then we say that yotze, you'll fulfill your chiv of demai, and that is because if you really want to, you could declare all your properties ownerless, and it's hefker, and therefore then you become a poor person, and then you're fit to eat demai, because the Chazal permitted people that are poor to eat demai, because it's truthfully, most of them do take the proper maestras. Ochlan b'loy miskavin yotze. Another halacha, the Braisa says, besides of eating it, that it's demai, you're yotze. If you eat it without intent, you're yotze. So you see explicitly from the Braisa, not like Rish Lakish, that you do not require kavan. If you're eating a good salad and it just happens to have romaine lettuce, and then you're going to be eating just the romaines, then the chiddush is that even there you're going to be yotze. So you see, again, explicitly, not like Rish Lakish. Then the Braisa continues, ochlan l'chatzoin. If you eat it in halves, and that is, let's say you ate a half of a kazayis the first time around by the karpas, and then you ate a half of a kazayis the second time, and that is, we're talking about by the mar, let's say it's lettuce, then yatsa, you fulfill your chiv, they combine. As long as you didn't wait between, let's say, the karpas and the mar, more than the time that it eats to eat a half a loaf of bread, which is a meal's worth, which is between the period up to 9 minutes, that's the different shiurim in Kedei Achilas Pras. If you ate the half a zayis in that time span, the two half a zayis, then they will combine to the shiur of a kazayis. So again, we see explicitly, not like Rish Lakish, the mitzvah is in Tzriches Kavana, and you do fulfill it the first time you ate it by karpas. So the Gemara concludes, you're right. However, Tanoihi, obviously it's a machlokes Tanoim, and that is obviously the Tana, the Braisa that we just quoted, holds mitzvahs in Tzriches Kavana. However, Rabbi Yasi, as we're going to quote, holds like Rish Lakish, the mitzvahs Tzriches Kavana, the Tana of Glenda Braisa. Rabbi Yasi says, Afa pisha tibul b'chazeres, and that is, even though you already dipped with the lettuce the first time by karpas, and that is where you don't have any other vegetables, they forgot to bring vegetables, they only bought the mar and everything else. So then, however, still Rabbi Yasi says, mitzvah lehevi lefanav chazeres, it's still a mitzvah to bring the chazeres again, and that is, there's a mitzvah min ha-tayra, because you did not fulfill your ichiv, your mitzvah achilas mar, the first time around, since that was not your intention, because you were just intending to do karpas, and we know mitzvah tzriches kavana, and therefore you still have to bring again the chazeres, v'charoises, and the charoises dip, v'shnei tavshtilin, and the two cooked dishes. So therefore we see that, again, that although there is a ton of a braisa that says, not like Rish Lakish, but there is Rabbi Yasi explicitly that does say like him, and that is, as Rish Lakish's interpretation in our Mishnah, is the same idea that you still have to bring the chazeres for the purpose of mitzvah tzriches kavana. But then the Gemara asks, how do you know that there's a machlokes tanoim and that there is someone that supports Rish Lakish? Maybe it's not true. Maybe Rabbi Yasi agrees to us like the other Tana of the Braisa, and that is, mitzvahs do not require kavana. And this, that you need to have two dippings, and that you still have to bring the chazeres a second time, is so that there should be a recognition to the children that something different is happening tonight. Just like we interpreted in our Mishnah, that you have to bring the chazeres again, not because you didn't fulfill it, you did fulfill it, but just to make a hecker for the children. So how do you know that Rabbi Yasi is like Rish Lakish? That the Gemara says, because look at his words, imkein my mitzvah. If that was the purpose why you bring it a second time, even though you already fulfilled it the first time because mitzvah is ein tzriches kavana, then what would he say that it's a mitzvah to bring the chazeres on the second time? Obviously, it's not just for a heker, but rather it's for the mitzvah of mar because you did not fulfill it the first time because you did not have kavana to fulfill your chiv of mar because you were intending to do it after the matzah when it's supposed to be, as we said, al matzahs and then umurem michlu. Now the Gemara asks, as was quoted in the Braisa we just quoted, and in our Mishnah, Maishnei Tavshin, what are these two cooked dishes that we say that when we bring back onto the table to have the matzah and the chazeres and the chareses, we said you also have two cooked dishes. So on that, the Gemara gives a few different interpretations. Rav Huna, silka, and that is beets, va'arayza, and rice, and that's a chiddush that most definitely, if it would be two pieces of meat, for sure, but we're saying even that would be considered having two cooked dishes that you have to have on the table. Now, Rava Hava Mahadir, a silka vareza, actually Rava said that Rava would actually go and specifically want to have beets and rice on his table. However, nafik mi pumid Rav Huna, since those were the words that Rav Huna said, because of his endearment to show that the halacha is like him, he specifically wanted those two items on his table by the Seder. So Amar Vashri, Vashri says that Shemami not Rav Huna, you hear from this that Rav Huna said, that you can have a cooked dish of rice on Pesach, on your table by the Seder that he's saying. And we're not concerned about chametz, it's obviously less the chayesh lahad Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. Obviously, Rabbi Huna is not concerned for what Rabbi Yechim and Nuri had said. The time like Linda Bryce. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri Oimer, he says, Oir is min dagan hu. He says, a rice is a type of a grain. And machayu v'nachimutzi karas. And you would be liable for karas if it becomes chametz stick. He says you could actually fulfill your chiv of Pesach if you make matzah out of rice. But the point is that according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, one would not have rice on the table because it might become chametzik. Obviously, Rav Huna is not concerned with that. So that's one interpretation. Even beets and rice. Chizki Yomer, he says, afila dago beish olav. Even a fish with egg on top of it, that is, they customarily would smear egg on top of a fish. And the chiddush of this opinion is that even though essentially it looks like one dish, it just has something smeared on top of it, that would still be considered two cooked dishes by having two different items, the egg smeared on the fish. If Yosef Amahi argues, he says, Tzarek Shneim Nibas, they have to have two types of meat. And the reason of these two cooked dishes is because Echad Zichel Pesach, one is a commemoration of the Karban Pesach, the Echad Zichel Chagiga. One is a commemoration for the Karban Chagiga, which was the Chagiga's Arba Aser, which was brought with the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And as the Rabbeinu Hananel from Rome explains, that these two types of meats, one should be roasted, and that would be in correlation to the Karban Pesach, one should be cooked, which is in correlation to the Karban Chagiga. Ravina says, afil garma ubishula. You could even have a piece of meat and the gravy that it's cooked in, that will also be considered the two cooked dishes. So we have many different opinions about what these two cooked dishes can be. And that is, if they're, we found by at least by the opinion of two cook, of that two cooked piece of meat, is that one is zecher for the Karban Pesach and one is zecher for the Karban Chagiga. So now the Gemara concludes regarding the discussion that we had in the staff. Pshita, it's obvious. Heicha de'ikar shar yirakos, where you have other vegetables, you have potato, you have radish, mevarech, so then by the first dipping, by karpas, you make a bracha on that potato, on that radish, ashar yirakos, on these other vegetables, you make a bar pri adama v'achol. You make a bar pri adama on that vegetable and you eat that, and that's because you can't have enough in this world without a bracha. And however, but since you have other vegetables, that's preferable to make a bar pri adama first, which is the bracha on that, and then you'll be exempting the mar, which comes later on, from its bracha of bar pri adama. And then v'had mevarach, then later on you'll make the bracha on the chazeres, on the lettuce, later on after the matzah, al-achilas mar v'achol. And then you'll make the bracha al-achilas mar and eat that. So that's a preferable thing. You make a bar pri adama on something else, not on the lettuce. And you'll have in mind to exempt the mar which comes later on. And then by the mar, you'll only have to make al-achilas mar. However, heichad leke al-achasa mai, where you only have lettuce, what is the halacha? So now we have a machlekes. Amrav, when Rav Huna says, Mevarch mi'ikara amor bar pri adama v'achol. So by the karpas time, you first make a bracha on the mar, this lettuce, a bar pri adama, and you eat it. Ulebesayv, and then later on, after the matzah, mevarch la achilas mar v'achol. Then you make the bracha of achilas mar, and then you eat it. As Tosafot explains, obviously Rav Huna holds like Rish Lakish that you need to have kavana, and therefore by the first time around, where you're not having kavana, you're not fulfilling the chiv of achilas mar. And that's why later on, you can go ahead and make the bracha of achilas mar, and it's only then that you're fulfilling the chiv. And that is, even if you have other vegetables, he would hold you could do it with mar, the two different dippings, because there's no concern, you're not fulfilling your chiv by the first time around. However, we continue on the top of Kof Tes Rav and Aleph. Maskev lo Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked on this opinion. He says, la'acha shemile kreis emenu. Once you stuffed your stomach with it, in other words, you already ate a lot, or you ate from the mar by karpas time, so then later on after the matzah, you're going to go ahead and make the bracha l'chilas mar on it. How can you make the bracha on it now when you already went and you fulfilled it, you already ate it earlier on? So rather, El Omer of Chizda, he argues. He says, by karpas time, you make both brachas on the mar, on the lettuce, you make the bracha bar pri adama, and you make the bracha of l'chilas mar, and you eat it. And that later, when it's supposed to be eaten after the matzah, is achal achilas chasab lebracha. Then you eat the lettuce without making a bracha, and that's because you're doing it again because you have to have two dippings. But you can't go ahead and make the bracha because you already made it before and you already fulfilled it before, and therefore you're going to eat it later and dip it without making a bracha. So the Gemara says the besurya avdi krav huna, that in surya they did like krav huna, and v'rav sheshes b'ridi rishua avdi krav chizda. And the halacha is kavaseh de Rav Chizda, that you go ahead and you make the bracha on Bar Pri Adama and Achilas Mar if you only have lettuce by the karpas, and later on you'll eat it without a bracha. The Gemara says there of Acha Bered Rava, Mahadir Ashay Rakas, he would look for other vegetables, potato or radish, lafuki nashe mipluktas. So to remove himself from this machlekes, because then you're involved in this machlekes, what to do? Do you make a Bered Pri Adama first and Achilas Mar later, or do you go ahead and make the bracha Bered Pri Adama and Achilas Mar all the way in the beginning when you're eating the karpas?